Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, today, the HSE is launching a new national campaign in an effort to highlight the importance of quickly recognising the symptoms of a stroke. Every year, around 7,500 people in Ireland experience stroke, leading to about 90,000 people living with a disability as a result. Well, to tell us about the campaign and to outline the risks of experiencing stroke, I'm joined on the line by Ronan Collins, who's consultant geriatrician at Talla Hospital. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
Lovely to have you with us. I think most people listening to this know that if you have a stroke, you could be dealing with, you know, a very serious impact on your quality of life. So what's the aim of this new campaign? What's it telling us?
Well, as you, just as a bit of a background, as you said, your lifetime risk of getting a stroke is about 1 in 4. So it's a real possibility as we get older. And even when we're younger, there's a risk as well. Also, that stroke is our third leading cause of death, and as you pointed out, our leading cause of acquired adult neurological disability. So stroke is a very important illness. I am aware that there's a lot of health messaging at times, and there can be a degree of fatigue about this, but this really is an important issue. And the purpose of this campaign is that we've known for some time that only about half of the stroke patients get to hospital within 3 hours of onset of symptoms. And we really need to try and improve upon that, because all our stroke treatments, and we have very effective stroke treatments and improving all the time, but they are very time dependent. So your brain loses about 2 million cells every minute. It's devoid of its oxygen supply. So this is a very important issue to try and get people into hospital in time. So the purpose of the campaign is twofold, Claire, to answer the question directly, to increase the awareness and recognition of what the common signs of major stroke are, and to encourage people, if you suspect you're having a stroke, please ring 999 or 112 and call the ambulance service.
Mm-hmm. So getting in quickly, and you mentioned 3 hours there. Is that the critical time frame?
As soon as you possibly can. I'm picking 3 hours because it used to be the time in which a drug for clot busting, which was removing the blockages, which is the commonest cause of stroke, was licensed. But in any case, that has been extended to 4.5 hours, but that's not the point. If I gave you the drug at an hour, it's more effective than giving you the drug at 2 hours, which is more effective than giving it at 3 hours. So your chances of a better outcome are much improved by as soon as you get into the hospital. And hence the messaging of every second counts. We're really trying to stress upon people, you know, not to hang around. If you suspect it's a stroke, ring the ambulance service. We have our stroke services set up that way so that all our acute stroke teams and all our hospitals receiving stroke will be pre-alerted by the ambulance, and they'll be waiting for you when you arrive.
Mm-hmm. And I know we have made great progress, haven't we, in how stroke is dealt
Huge
with.
Huge progress, but I want to make more, and we want to make big stroke history, really. You know, we really want to make this condition less of an impact on people's lives.
And will you tell us what is going on in your body and with your brain when you're having a stroke?
Well, very simply, stroke is caused by one of two mechanisms. The most common mechanism, which accounts for about 90% of all our strokes, is when an artery, or if you want to think of it in plumbing terms, like a pipe bringing blood to your brain, gets blocked. And so that's the commonest type of stroke. And we can treat that in one of two ways, by a clot-dissolving drug, and if suitable, also by going after it, but if you like a dino rod to pull the blockage back. So that's one type and the most common type of stroke. The other type of stroke is caused where that pipe ruptures in your brain, causing a bleed. And again, it's important to get into hospital early with those types of strokes as well, because sometimes we need to reverse the effects of medication. Sometimes we need to get better blood pressure control. Sometimes there's an avenue for surgery. And we're running trials at the moment with some drugs that we hope will improve outcomes in people who have a bleed into their brain as well.
And I suppose what you want to do is prevent people from having strokes in the first place. And how do we go?
Absolutely.
Is that lifestyle?
Well, it's a lot of things. So you're absolutely right. Our national stroke strategy, and I would encourage people to go online and read it. It's a four-pillar strategy. It's also very heavily influenced, very heavily concentrated, rather, on prevention. The second cure is the acute care and cure, and then the pillar of restoration to living, and then, of course, underpinning that with research and education. But in terms of stroke prevention, lifestyle is very important in terms of regular exercise, a diet that is rich in fresh fruit and vegetables in particular, but also knowing what your blood pressure was. If I was to say to people in general, not only for just stroke, but in terms of aging healthily, it's very important to remember that blood pressure, if you can imagine that head of pressure coming down the pipeline, hitting your brain, hitting the back of your eyes, hitting your kidneys, blood pressure is probably one of the most single important factors that we should control in midlife in order to ensure we age healthily. It's also the most prevalent risk factor in people who've had a stroke, and so it's a major target to get, and we can get this under control. We do have a major program launched with the Chronic Disease Management Program, the HSC, through our general practitioners as well, for better recognition and control of blood pressure, mm-hmm. or better detection rather than control of blood pressure.
Just on the issue of people maybe delaying coming in, I mean, are they saying, well, I'm not sure if it's a stroke, I might have slept funny on my arm, or, you know, I have a woman here texting us saying that she suffers from severe vertigo and I worry that I won't know when I'm having an event such as a stroke, so what should I look out for that would be a good clear indicator that I need to go and get help?
Well, so that's a good point. The first thing is that why don't people attend more sooner? First of all, there's the natural psychological reaction. I think all of us as human beings tend to have a natural fear of what it might be. And even if we think it is that, our initial reaction sometimes is to shy away from that and say, oh, like you said, to explain the way I laid on my arm, or, oh, it's just a bit of funny weakness, it'll go away, or etc. So that's the first reaction. I think the other thing I want to address directly is that there had been some signal as well that people maybe didn't know our pathway about ringing the ambulance, about acting fast so that they'd ring their maybe spouse or their parent or brother and sister and ask them, what do you think? And then they might go to the GP for an opinion as well, which ordinarily would be the right thing to do if it wasn't stroke. But in stroke, you need to act fast, and I want you to ring. We all want in the stroke program to ring the ambulance, because the ambulance sets up a pathway that's pre-prepared. And then the third reason, of course, is that some people were nervous when they see all the portrayal of the emergency departments and overcrowding issues that, you know, to want to go down there. But in reality, our stroke pathway is set up to cut you right through all the waiting lists, etc., straight in as an emergency to be seen, to be assessed, to be diagnosed, to be scanned and to be treated as soon as possibly. And we have set up our programs like that. And so they are the probably three reasons why people don't get down to hospital in time.
Mm-hmm. So you will be triaged on the phone, essentially.
Well, yes, so the ambulance crews are, you're well trained in terms of recognising strokes. So if you ring a person with a symptom that you suspect it's a stroke, the ambulance crew will come out and be dispatched urgently. They will come out and assess, and then they will ring the hospital and say, listen, I think that this is a possible stroke, and the team will be on alert straight away for when you come in.
Mm-hmm. And if you're unfortunate enough not to get in soon enough, what are the health implications for somebody who has had a serious stroke and hasn't managed to get that treatment quickly enough?
Well, I want to reassure people as well that still a lot can be done. And it's important. We know that good stroke unit care, but early diagnosis, understanding the risk factors as well, so that the stroke doesn't happen again, so that it's not recurrent. And, you know, many people will still have a good outcome. So I want to reassure people in that regard as well, is that, you know, if you come in and kind of you're just outside the window maybe where you can do something, it's not like that everybody abandons you. You know, people will have access to stroke unit care in all our hospitals. We do have a capacity issue that we need to improve upon, but we will have access to good stroke care, to specialist stroke care, and to appropriate rehabilitation, because we do want to restore everybody, not just to rehabilitate people, but we want to restore everybody back to living to their lives after they've had a stroke. In some cases, of course, that will be an adapted life, or it will be a changed life for sure, even just the experience of having the stroke. But we are committed to making sure that each and every stroke patient gets the best possible outcome that mm-hmm. we can achieve.
So recovery is possible is another message today. Well, listen,
it's very important.
Another message here from a listener who tells us that my mother suffered a stroke in 2021. My father observed her in the armchair and recognised the symptoms due to the FAST campaign, the FAST, which we'll talk about now, that were prevalent at the time. My mother was in hospital within 90 minutes and thankfully made a full recovery. And the message there is media messaging works, which is great to hear. But explain to us what FAST means.
So FAST is a well-recognised acronym and it explains not all, but the commonest symptoms of significant stroke. And so facial weakness, if you see someone's face suddenly drop on one side or go weak on one side. A stands for arm weakness, which you can extrapolate to leg weakness as well. So if a person's arm suddenly becomes floppy and they can't raise it above anymore, that suddenly happens, that's likely a stroke. And S stands for speech. So if a person's speech suddenly becomes garbled, i.e. they're unable to get the word out, or it sounds funny and it's not the correct word, or it becomes very slurred, and the sudden onset of that as well should alert you to the possibility that that's a stroke. And then the T stands for time to act fast. Please ring 911 or 112 and alert the ambulance service.
Okay, and as you said, that pathway is there, so don't be worried about the emergency department or annoying anybody. That's what that service is there for, and they will guide
please,
you through it.
Yes, please do not be worried about, oh, I might be wrong, or oh, it's not nothing, I don't want to be bothering them, they're busy enough. Please don't do that.
Well, listen,
for your own sake, yes, but also for everybody else's sake, please come down. If it's not a stroke, no one will be as happy as us.
Do you know what I mean? Exactly.
So, but please don't take a chance.
Well, Ronan, it's good to talk to you as always, and we'll watch out for that campaign. It's a new national campaign from the HSE highlighting the importance, as Ronan was telling us, of quickly recognising the symptoms of a stroke. That's Ronan Collins, who's a consultant geriatrician at Tala Hospital. Now, coming up later, the Republic of Ireland, our footballers are in Yerevan for their second game in the World Cup qualifying campaign tonight. We're going to look ahead to that. But next to France, where Emmanuel Macron faces a fresh political crisis.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.